Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
It looks boring.
What are you on about?
It looks great. All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello!
And welcome to Kirsty and Bryony's Comfort Zone.
I am Kirsty.
And I am Bryony. And we dive into each other's dreams and try to work out what the heck is going on. Last week was a Kirsty dream special.
It was.
Today's gonna be a me dream, now not so special.
A Bryony dream special, because I've had one dream and that's it. I'm spent.
She's retired for the year.
Yeah.
Also, I have actually had, like, more dreams than... I just didn't realize... I got cocky. I got dream cocky. And I thought, I've got loads. I don't need to record these ones. But then it turns out this was my final dream that I had recorded. So I do need to record more. And I think because we've had, like, guests as well, I've been like, I can skip this one.
I don't need to record dreams.
But it turns out I do.
I've just not been having them very much.
Well, I sent you on the other day, I think. No, I sent you a dream into your head. Did you get it when you were asleep?
I don't think so. It must have gotten lost.
Because I decided not to record it because it was about two of our friends, but they were like hunting me down. And I was like, oh maybe that's a bad thing.
That's not good.
Maybe that won't come across very well. It would just sound like I'm secretly afraid of them, trying to warn people. But,
be careful.
But all I remember about the dream was when they were... It was Ravs and Duncan. Ravs and Duncan were hunting me down. And for some reason, I was like, it's fine, I'll turn into bats. And I turned into loads of blue... like notebooks, but you know the like school notebooks that you get that have like the white panel on the front for you to say this book belongs to
blah blah blah.
And it's for English literature. It was, I just turned into loads of tiny versions of those.
Oh,
they were like A5, and I just remember that like Duncan and Ravs were just like smashing all these books out the air, and eventually it got down to there being only one of them. But I don't remember what happened at the end of that. Did I tell you? I remember waking up and typing out the dream.
I don't know if you told me the whole thing. Also, I love how you were like, I decided not to bring this one to Comfort Zone. I'm not going to say who was in it. And now I'm going to say who's in it. And I'm going to recite the whole dream.
Yes. I've done an Xbox 360 on this. I've turned all the way around, walked back into the room. Oh, this was it. I said, Duncan and Ravs started smashing them until there was one left, and Ravs cornered me and was like, I want you to write out all the reasons that got you to this point. And I was just writing on a tiny blackboard.
Oh.
But I don't remember what I wrote. I just remember... Oh, yes, no. I did say, all I remember writing was, I wanted to try to be they.
Oh, so yeah, I do remember that. I remember you telling me that. I wanted to try to be they.
I wanted to try to be they, so I turned into many books that were actually bats.
I see.
But I don't know. So this was the reason that I originally was like, I'm not going to record this. But it was just like my sleepy brain being like, I cannot comprehend. I think it's that I didn't know whether I meant I wanted to try and be they, as in I wanted to try to be many books, or if I was like, I wanted to try to be non-binary by being bats. I think I was just so confused by which one I meant that I was like, I'm not going to record this because I do not know where this conversation will lead because I don't understand. Oh. This is too much for my sleepy brain.
It's too much, too much.
Yeah.
I wanted to be books.
I just wanted to be books that were bats.
You dream about bats a lot.
Yeah.
Don't we? It's weird.
We do love bats.
I do love bats. They're very cute.
I was looking at this thing the other day that was a bat wrap. Baby thing for a baby, mm-hmm. where you wrap them up. It's like a little bat costume for a baby, but you know the sort of baby things that are like round of bottom? So their feet are just all in there.
Yeah, it's like that.
And then you wrap the wings around them. So they just look like a little bat. And I was just looking at it, as I do with many children's and babies things.
Can I have one?
Yes. Why do they not make these for big people like me?
I want one, please.
It's like Alex was telling me off the other day because I've not bought shoes in like 8 years and my shoes try and kill me all the time. Literally, the number of times that I've almost broken my ankle because my shoe will randomly slip to the side, and he's like, get new shoes. And I'm like, but I hate shopping.
I thought you went for a phase where you were looking at like shoe websites for ages. Did you not buy anything?
No.
Oh my God.
I started looking through a shoe website again, and I finally found a pair that I was like, do you know what? I actually quite like these. They're on sale. They were super cheap. They were like £12. I was like, wow. They were marked down as vegan as well. I was like, these are perfect. Went to buy them. Turns out they were children's shoes. They only went up to a size 3.
No.
I was like, oh, that is not quite fine for me. So yeah, I was very, I just seem to be drawn towards things that are only... It's like when you see like, oh, wow, those dinosaur leggings are really cool. And then it's like, oh, for kids.
For kids, yeah.
Why cannot I have cool shoes and dinosaur leggings? Why can I not have Velcro strap top trainers?
Well, you can. You can get them somewhere.
Yeah.
But they're just... Usually they're just more expensive. I guess they're more like a specialist thing. Wearing fun clothes.
Yeah. Fun shouldn't be a specialist thing. That should be the norm. You should have to pay to be boring.
Boring. Yep. I agree.
Plain t-shirt, £50. Super fun, jazzy mermaid t-shirt.
Ooh.
£4.
Fiver.
Yeah.
Ooh.
On sale.
Ooh.
Oh. But I will eventually get shoes. It's like the other day, Alex also told me off for Mass Effect was reduced by like 85% on Steam. And he was like, that is an amazing deal. Just get it. And then a few days later, he was like, did you buy it? I was like, no, I forgot. He was like, you had it in your basket. That's like you walking up to the cashier with an item and then getting distracted and leaving. I was like, oh, yeah, but I would do that.
Yeah. That's the thing. I do that all the time. It's like, you know, if like the payment method doesn't work or if someone sends me a message, I'm just like, well, I'm forgetting about that now.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Guess I'm not buying those shoes.
It's like looking through my internet history. Not really the history, but just like looking through the tabs along the top. It's like going down through... like the levels of the earth where you can tell what was happening at that time. I can trace my steps of being like, oh, look, like there are times when I will literally look at my pin tabs that I've saved for like months. And it's just something in a basket of a shop. And I'm like, why did I just stop there, pin it and then walk away? I had such intentions to buy this thing. Something made me stop. What was it?
Oh, my goodness.
It's usually... that I will have a burst of like, treat yourself. And then I'll start doubting that by the time I get to the checkout. I'm like,
yeah, then just regret.
I don't deserve these things.
I should not treat myself.
No, I'm unworthy of a t-shirt with a cartoon dog on it saying barf.
Barf.
I should not do this. As much as I want to, I should not.
I could make one for you.
Barf.
Barf. If you want a shirt with a dog on it that says barf, I'll make you one.
There was a t-shirt that all I remember was, is it still in my tabs? I literally have like, are you a pinner or a bookmarker?
I'm a bookmarker.
Yeah,
I don't pin things. The only time I ever pin anything is when I'm uploading like recordings, because I know that I'll close the tab by accident.
I have so many pinned tabs at the top that sometimes when I open a new tab, you can't, it's like the same size as a pinned tab because it doesn't have space to move.
Oh my God, Bryony.
Yeah, I have two friends who get very annoyed at me about this.
See, I thought I was like a real bookmarker, but then I heard how many bookmarks Zoe has and I was like, oh, I'm a fake. So I think most of the time I just like, I'll go back to this later and then I forget.
Every time I open up a tab on my phone now, it tells me, you've reached 99 tabs. We will have to close one now. And that's only on, I have two different internet tabs on, like apps on my phone.
You have a maximum number of tabs on your phone?
Only on Samsung internet. So that one is maxed at 99. Chrome just gets a smiley face when you get Chrome, over 99. It just gives up. It's like, okay, that okay, sure. See yourself.
I have 22 tabs open on my phone right now.
I have a pinned tab on my Chrome that literally is just about blank. It's just an empty page. I don't, what was this?
Oh dear. Close all tabs. There we go. I'm closing them.
What was this that was so important to me at one time that I felt the need to maybe, okay, this is a live unpinning. I'm unpinning four tabs and closing them.
Oh, wow.
This is progress. Now I've only got like 15.
I have some real crap stuff bookmarked, though. Like stuff that I really don't need.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, what have I got? Quotes on one particular tweet. Why do I have that? Oh, it's the tweet that has all of the janky clips from Oblivion. And I bookmarked it because I cried laughing when I looked at it. Okay.
Aww.
I have a kimchi recipe. I have loads of online games like Warble and Time Guesser and stuff.
Yeah, I've just got rid of like five recipes that I have made. So that's fine. I have my Dropbox for the Yogscast. I have that pinned just because then I don't have to worry about finding it once we've recorded.
I have that too. Oh, I have a website that I completely forgot existed that has lots of cute things and like Stardew decals and candles and t-shirts and stuff. Oh, it's the one with the cow dungarees. That's it. Oh my God, it's so cute.
Oh, I can't wait to add those to a basket and forget about them.
Yep, that's why it's bookmarked. what else have I got? I've got One Winged Kong, which is One Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII with Donkey Kong.
Okay, important.
Yeah, that's very important. I've got Tetris, like an online Tetris pinned. I have a clip of Grond in Lord of the Rings, like being pulled up to the gate, but it's got Tab's face on it. Pinned. Not pinned, bookmarked.
See, I did start to, I decided I was going to become a bookmark person. So I started bookmarking things, and then I realized that because they are so out of sight, out of mind, I never check them. Apparently I've got a folder full of 13 bookmarks.
I found another thing with more bookmarks.
Oh.
I have a rat one. I've not had rats for like years. Literally years.
One of the only things I have bookmarked is the tweet that's the, but your brother.
But your brother.
Recently. That's the only thing that I was going to like, this is important. For this, I'll become a bookmark person. Oh, my Trello list. I have a Trello board saved called Things to Do.
Oh, good.
Wow. Thank goodness that's in there. Trailer for Comfort Zone. That's on my to-do list.
I have a crochet pattern for shrimp bookmarked.
I also have on the to-do list says early tax return. See how that works out for me. Seeing as it's now March.
I also have a bunch of leveling guides for Final Fantasy where I'm max level in all the combat classes, so they can go. Delete.
What is this? Oh, hang on. Is this the t-shirt that I was going to buy?
Oh my God. We're discovering so much.
We're discovering a lot about ourselves. Oh my gosh, they've got a sale on.
This is what happens when we only have one dream. It's like, quick, what do we do?
Oh, we just sort through our... So, oh my gosh, now I found... Do you know, I was wondering what the t-shirt was, why I wanted it so much, and I found it again. So it's a cartoon of a dog, and it says, along the top, it says, motivated by treats, and underneath it says, and praise. It's by a band. It's got by a brand called Crow Lines. If you look up Crow Lines, motivated by treats.
Oh yeah, I think I follow Crow Lines on Twitter.
Oh my gosh! Now I want it all over again. It's on sale.
Crow Lines, so good.
Oh, is it on sale? The price is in red, which makes me feel like it's on sale, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it's on sale. I think it's just red.
Yeah, but that makes me feel like I should buy it now because. It's going to run out. Oh, I should buy everything. I should
I treat
like myself.
Every day I get emails.
Oh, they're so good. Do you know what? It's coming back to me now why I didn't get it. It's because it's American. And I was like, oh, will I be hit by customs and end up spending twice as much? But now you're here. If you want something, we can share postage and customs.
True.
Look at the seagull button-up shirt. Oh my gosh, I'm so... Right, I need to close this. I need to stop.
Yeah, this is very dangerous. Crow Lines is so nice.
So, so good. That's going to be my treat for after the podcast. Right, back on topic.
Dreams.
Today, when this goes out, so on the 30th of March, I have homework. For everyone, including you.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was looking through the Folklore, Myths and Legends of Great Britain book. Uh-huh. And I looked up every single mention of dreams within that book. And on one of the pages, it says, if you put rosemary under your pillow on Easter Eve, you will dream of a party you shall enjoy.
Okay.
So... if you're listening to this on the day it goes out, do that homework because Easter Eve, rosemary under
Saturday,
the pillow.
Saturday night, put rosemary under my pillow. Okay. I'll have to get some rosemary.
You'll have a dream of a party you shall enjoy. And we'll have to report back and see if that did actually happen.
Right. I'll let you know if I have a dream of a party that I will enjoy.
But that was the only thing that I could really find that was relevant to experiments that we could do with dreams. I mean, I did send you, I sent you a bunch of stuff, didn't I? Of like...
You did.
All the different food. What was it? Pizza? Pickles? So you can have a pickle
cheese,
pizza.
Probably. Oh, I think pickle pizza. Let's go.
Cherries and nuts. Those are the ones that I can do. Because it's basically like, is it melatonin? That if foods are high in that, then that gives you, helps you get more REM sleep and have more dreams.
Yeah, I guess. Because you can take melatonin before sleep, right? Is that a thing? And that helps with sleep. So I guess it would help with dreams.
I always
am I thinking of the right thing? Melatonin?
I get melatonin mixed up with that thing that plates are made of. I used to see it all the time when I worked in John Lewis.
What
is it called? Children's plates. Melamine.
Melamine.
Yeah, it's like a... I don't even know what
don't
melamine
eat that.
Is. Melamine.
A nitrogen-based compound used by many manufacturers.
Yeah.
Making plastic dishware.
Don't need that to get... I mean, you'd have dreams for sure, I guess.
Yeah, don't...
Not good ones.
Oh, melamine is also... You know when you get, like, IKEA furniture and it's got the, like, the MDF particle board inside?
Yeah.
And then it has the, like, the cover? Like, the cover is melamine.
Oh.
Like the bit that makes it look like nice furniture.
Very nice. I just used to really like... Because I used to work in the John Lewis kitchenware department. And I used to really like all the children's plates. Again, the children's plates.
They're just fun. They're just fun.
And you can throw them on the ground and they won't break.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
And it's like, you know, they get little sippy cups and you knock them over. They don't spill water everywhere. It's fucking fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Should we make like a gamer brand sippy cup? Like a Tommy Tippy for gamers? Yes.
Absolutely. I'm surprised it doesn't exist already, honestly.
Well, I guess adults just get the big suck cups, don't they?
They just get
the big straw.
The big suck.
That's not what I want in my life. I want a sippy, not a suck.
No.
Oh, and also like those little trays, the like plate trays where everything's in its own section. Why do we not get those anymore?
Oh, those are good. Those are good.
Why do we give up fun when we grow up? It's not fair.
See, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can have a shelf dedicated entirely to Pikachu plushies if you want.
That's true. That is true. Wait. Oh, the other thing I was going to say was I did some research into nutmeg. And it's terrifying.
Why?
Like, because... Nutmeg, obviously, you occasionally just put like a little sprinkle in a baked good or something. The only time of year I ever use nutmeg is when I put it in a nut roast for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that you can like overdose on nutmeg. And
what?
I was looking through the subreddit of dreams and people were saying like, have you ever used nutmeg and stuff? And it's all this stuff like... It scared me because I literally just read all these things about people who had like two teaspoons of nutmeg and like tripped balls in a bad way.
What?
And it can cause like organs to shut down and all of this stuff.
What the fuck?
If you have too much of it. And then I was reading the subreddit and there's all people being like, yeah, I tried having a teaspoon of nutmeg and it made my dreams really crazy and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you're playing with fire.
You're
stop.
Just tripping balls.
Just stop it. Be careful. So yeah, it's like, because you do get, when I went to this coven for like celebration for Imolc, they gave us tea with nutmeg in and they were sort of saying like it is good for in witchcraft and divination it's meant to be good for like opening up your opening up your mind's eye to we did this thing where you lit a tea light and then you poured it into a glass of cold water and the shape it made was meant to like foretell something about your future.
That's cool.
It, to me, everyone's just looked sort of just like a fetus. But it was, yeah, that the nutmeg was meant to like help that. The nutmeg tea was actually really nice. It was like Earl Grey, nutmeg and vanilla. But in that they were warning like, but you do have to be careful with nutmeg because you don't want to go too far with it because it is like bad. It's one of those things that because it's just in your cupboard, it feels so harmless. But now I sort of respect it as I do the sea.
I had no idea that you could trip balls on nutmeg. You can hallucinate. What the? Huh?
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, what is nutmeg in its naked form?
It's like a little ball.
Is it like
a nut? Literally like a nut. It's a seed or ground spice derived from that seed of several tree species.
Oh, yeah.
Of the genus Myristica.
What's considered an overdose of nutmeg? Yeah, when large amounts are taken, several toxic effects, including tachycardia, nausea, vomiting, agitation, and hallucinations have been noted.
Bloody hell.
These effects are attributed to the myristicin, the ingredient contributing to the largest portion of volatile oil in nutmeg. So I think it is the Myris Dyson thing that is meant to be the dream part, the tripping balls part. Oh yeah, the chemical response for the high caused by nutmeg is known as Myris Dyson. It's a compound found naturally in the essential
The essential oil of nutmeg.
But yeah, it's just mad how something that is so like every day and in your cupboard is
I had no idea. I mean, it's like when, I mean, it's not quite the same because it's not poisonous, it's just people being stupid. But remember when the cinnamon challenge was a thing?
Oh yeah.
And people were like suffocating because they were filling their mouth with cinnamon.
Why would you want to fill your mouth with any powdery substance anyway? That's just a recipe for clag.
Yeah.
Says the first claims of nutmeg intoxication date back to the 1500s after a pregnant woman had eaten more than 10 nutmeg nuts.
What? Why?
What? I mean, I do like nutmeg, but I can't imagine, like,
I'm not that keen on it, really. Like, in a tiny, tiny dose.
Yeah, to, like, boost flavours, but not just as a, oh, I'm just going to sit and eat this.
Yeah. Just eat the nuts.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, someone's got a single called Nutmeg Dreams. That's not what I was looking for. It's going to become the new anthem to this podcast. Dreams on nutmeg.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is dreams about nutmeg.
Dreams about nutmeg. I'm just looking to see if there are any more toxic household spices.
Oh my gosh. There's a... In r/cooking, I poisoned myself with nutmeg.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
I've been enjoying making smoothies for breakfast, and the last couple of days I decided to spice things up with some freshly grated nutmeg. Since I have a bag with 15 nuts, I thought it could be more generous with the spice today.
Oh my God.
I ended up adding half a nut, and boy, have the last few hours been miserable. Such discomfort, anxiety, dizziness. A quick search revealed that nutmeg is indeed toxic, and even as little as 10 grams... 2 teaspoons
what?
Can make for a long, terrible experience.
Jeez, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why do we use that? That's such a small amount.
Yeah. See, this is the thing, because when I was at the Coven thing and they were saying about like overdosing on nutmeg, and I was thinking, yeah, but you'd have to eat like a fistful, right? And it's like, nope. I used to take nutmeg to enhance dreaming and dream recollection. It tended to give me vivid and trippy dreams. About 4 years ago, I'd been taking 2 tablespoons a night. See, this is the one I was reading that I was like, my guy, that's the danger amount. You should stop doing this.
You're just straight up tripping. It's not the dreams. You're just high as fuck.
After the third or fourth night, I opened a new bottle of nutmeg and took 2 more tablespoons.
What?
It was a generic brand and had a darker color than the previous bottle. The next day, I woke up feeling like I was tripping on acid.
Oh my God!
The feeling lasted for well over 48 hours. And at the end it just says, your experience with nutmeg? Question mark? put it in a nut roast? Quite nice. Warm blend of flavours.
No hallucinations.
No. Yeah. Just Bring a nice up. Christmas day.
Oh my God.
Oh, it says there are much more effective herbs for dreaming that don't have unpleasant side effects. Mugwort? Sweet Gale? Oh, my dear sweet boy. Oh. I've also heard that, because for Ostara, I did some like witchy craft things. And I think, what was it? Is it Meadowsweet is meant to be good for dreams? There was one of them. Or maybe it was Mugwort. Yeah. I was immediately, my ears pricked up when I heard that. I was like, oh, dreams? Oh, oh, dream. Something too. But I don't really know what it, like mugwort. Is that a, it's a flower? Flower or a plant? It's a perennial plant that is native to Europe and parts of Asia and Africa. So maybe we can use that for some nice dreams. Not the tripping balls kind. I've completely forgotten what we started talking about. I feel like we've travelled far and wide.
Talking about tripping balls on nutmeg and many more things.
I guess lavender is the classic one, isn't it? That's meant to be the good for nice. Well, I guess that's more just relaxing rather than dreams per se.
Yeah, I guess it would help you fall asleep though, theoretically, and help you dream as a result.
Yeah.
I love a bit of lavender. Me and my nan used to make lavender bags when I was little.
Ah. I was in a cafe the other day with Alex and they did a lavender latte and I was pretending that that was my new detective character. Like a...
Lavender latte.
Like a very early Murder, She Wrote, like... Oh, no, I mean Miss Marple. Like, hello, I'm Lavender Latte. I'm here to solve the case.
Man, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, you know these like murder mystery things you can get and do as a big group? I feel like we should do one like on a stream or on a video or something.
Oh my gosh, yes, please.
I think that would be so much fun. It would be so cool.
I really enjoyed, I did like my first ever murder mystery thing. I did my first ever murder the other day.
Oh, lovely.
It's a mystery. I did a murder mystery for New Year's and I really liked it. It was like so nice to, I guess in the same way as like role play things and D&D, Pathfinder, all of that malarkey, like dressing up and being in, like being given a character to play meant that I went to this New Year's party and I talked to so many more people than I would have ever talked to.
Yeah.
And in ways yeah. I never would have talked to them, you know, just being very brazen. And like there was like my character was meant to, because it was like broken up into different sections. And in the first half, mine really hated this woman. And then in the second part, she ends up being murdered and I had to like cover my tracks and stuff. So I spent the first part just walking around just being like, oh, absolute slut, can't stand her stuff. And then in the second half, I was just going around sort of being like, oh, you know, bless her soul. Oh, never had a bad word to say against her. Yes. Absolutely. Best friend. I can't believe my best friend's been murdered and all of this stuff. And it was so much fun. But I would never have like... the confidence to go around being like that if I weren't.
Yeah, absolutely. It really helps. That's why I enjoy Comic-Con so much more if I'm in cosplay, because you do just get, it's like wearing a mask. Like you really do get like this burst of confidence when you're talking to people.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Oh, we should do one.
I'd love to do it. What would be your favorite theme? Because I found I'm going to see if I can find the website. I found a murder mystery thing that mm-hmm. all of them were very themed and all of them were like really bad puns.
Oh my God. What sort of themes do they have?
Honestly, it was like everything. There was one that was literally like a Friends themed murder one and it was called the one where they're murdered. there was a golf themed one.
Is there an Among Us themed one?
There has to be.
There's got to be, right? That would be funny as fuck.
Oh, that was it. There's a golf-themed one called Par for the Corpse. I was like, I just want these because they're dumb.
They're just silly.
There's a James Bond-themed one called You Only Die Once. Oh, there's a Love Actually-themed one that's called Death Actually. And there's a Bake Off themed one called The Great British Bump Off.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. There's a camping one called Murder Within Tent.
Amazing. Jesus Christ.
If you can think of it, there's probably a themed murder mystery.
Among Us murder mystery game. Killer Among Us, a murder mystery scavenger hunt game.
Perfect.
Oh, wait, I think this might be a video game, though.
Oh.
It says for up to 52 players. That feels
Wow.
like it's a,
get them a bit around. Much.
Murder Among Us, an interactive QR mystery, murder mystery experience. Murder mystery you set up and host in your own home. There is one! Yeah!
Okay, let's do that one. Do we all have to dress up as like...
Yes.
Because when I did the circus themed one, we were given like characters, whereas I guess that would just be like, you are red, you are blue.
You are blue Among Us.
They are so much fun, though.
I can't actually see. I don't think there is actually an Among Us one looking at it. I think they've just named the website a Murder Among Us.
No!
That's false advertising.
I guess we're just going to have to write one.
Yeah.
It would just be, and then the blue one did a stab on the red one. The end. I would really love to do one, though. I would happily like buy one. It's so good.
There's people have made like one on Etsy. Oh my god. But they've made the whole thing and it's got printouts and they've got tasks that you have to do.
Oh my god.
And like, leave around the house. Perfect for kids, 8-year-old plus.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
That's perfect for
Hell
us.
Oh yeah.
30 years plus. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Would you like to hear my dream?
Yeah, we should listen to that.
Is there a dream themed murder mystery where you're like
Maybe.
Freddy Krueger?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I guess it wouldn't be too difficult to do that actually if you had like a werewolf style thing where people go to sleep at night.
Yeah. And, true.
Oh, well. Here is my dream. It's only a minute and 35 long, which is quite short for the dreams we've been having recently, but
oh.
I have no idea what this is. Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
I had a dream that I had come back to do film work and I was a camera assistant on this job. We were filming in this big manor house and I was just like checking everything was ready. But I think I got distracted by something and then I was suddenly like, oh no, I've not brought any of my camera stuff. I'm so underprepared. But I'll go and meet like the camera crew. And it was like three of the people that I used to work with on Holby were the rest of the team. But then they were also like, oh, and we've got the camera trainee. And it was Kirsty. I was so excited to like, just spend time with Kirsty and teach her stuff about, you know, all of the things I used to train people to do and stuff. And the only thing I remember about the show itself was it was just about like all these women who lived in this mansion in this town. I think it starred Joanna Lumley, but then David Hyde Pierce was in it as well because they had to give him like a floor mark at some point for one of his scenes. But that's about all I remember of it, I think. There was like a whole other part to the dream that took place by the seaside, but that's completely gone now. Bye-bye.
That has made me remember the dream I had either last night or I think it was the night before. It was like, oh my gosh, it was the night before. And I had this dream that I was back working on a film set again. This is like, I swear this is like the third or fourth time this has happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
And on this one, I was working on some sort of like Western. And the only thing I remember about it is that the story was about seven old cowboys. And one of them was played by Jonathan Pryce. And one of them was played by the guy who played Ross and Monica's dad in Friends. and I think the others were like Eric Idle or something. Like there was seven old cowboys. And they were I all of a sudden was like, oh my gosh, I've not got the clapperboard ready with all of the information. I need to find the call sheet so I know like what to write on the clapperboard. They're just about to go for a take. And then the first AD was like, okay, rehearsal. And I was like, oh, thank God, I've still got time that we're not actually filming this. I've still got time to find it. But then someone handed me, oh no, Mango was there and was like trying to put one of these batteries that you used to get for this handheld focus thing, but she was putting it in like a Nintendo Switch or something. And I was like, no, you should have charged.
That doesn't go there.
Yeah, you should have charged your batteries overnight. That's not going to work. But the battery charger was like, I had to walk through the entire set and past everyone to charge things. So I was trying to get there like, oh, okay, I'll just put this on charge. And then I... Oh, no, wait, that was a completely different... Oh, my gosh, everything's just flooding back into my head all at once. So I remember my dad was there and he said something, but I don't remember what that was. But then a separate dream I had was that I was working on a film set again, and all I remember was that I started eating the memory cards of the camera.
Right.
And it was like eating a chocolate with the foil still on it. And I remember waking up and telling Alex, and Alex was like, that's so weird. Tom Bates had that dream a couple nights ago.
What?
That he was trying to set up cameras and he started eating the memory cards. And I was like, what the heck? That's such a weird specific thing to dream about. I'd completely forgotten about that. Funny enough, eating the memory, I forgot.
You forgot. That's so cool. And the fact that Tom had it too, that's nuts.
Yeah, I meant to talk to him about it. I'm seeing him tomorrow. I have to talk to him about it and see if he remembers.
Yeah, ask him and report back. That's your homework.
Yay! But yeah, it's like, I don't know whether it's because I've, in the same way that you have like school stress dreams, maybe as I get like older, and now it's moving from those years into my film set years or something, or whether it's because... I had a dream recently about a friend of mine that I used to work with on film stuff. And I messaged him. We hadn't spoken in ages. And I messaged him and was just like, hey, checking in. How's it going? I had a dream about you, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, that's weird. I didn't think you'd miss doing film stuff. And him saying that made me be like, I do miss it. I do. It's really weird. Like, I miss doing camera work and having that sense of a crew. And so, yeah, I think it's just, it seems to, I hadn't put together until just like now how many dreams I've had about it recently.
You have had a lot. Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
I remember having a theory about the memory card one as well when I woke up, but I don't remember what it was. Ironically.
Yeah. I guess it could be anything. Like, you know, if you're eating the memory cards, you're kind of messing it up for everyone else. So it could be that, like...
I think it was, like, something to do with wanting to, like, preserve the memories of it or something. I can't remember. Maybe it'll come back to me.
I mean, that makes sense if you miss it as well.
Yeah.
So if I eat these memory cards, they won't go away.
Yeah, they'll just consume them. They will be within me. Because I think it's very strange as well with like, because of how I got into Yogscast through like doing camera work for them and now being on the other side of that, it just feels very strange because it's like, although I do love what I do and I love being part of videos, there are times when I'm sort of like looking at the cameras and being like, I remember
you.
Do
that.
Yeah.
I want
to both.
You can train me. I'd love to do that.
Yay!
Let's do it together.
Because that was like, when I worked at Holby, I was a... technical assistant. So I would spend 2/3 of my time doing like on set, being a camera person. And then I would have my downtime weeks, which is when I could be like brought in for the other two units. And I would like, you know, help them out doing camera stuff, or I would also like fix kit and cables and stuff in our little camera room, and you'd just basically be there to help like everyone and like fix all of your stuff ready for the next unit.
That sounds really nice.
And there was also part of it that because I had been there for, well, I think I was just like quite trusted. So I would often be given all the new people and be like, train them, train them up. And I remember when I left, I trained up like two or three new people. And within a few months of me leaving, two of them had broken cameras. And I was like, for heaven's sake, did you listen to nothing I told you? One of them absolutely fried a camera. They basically set it to do an update. And then they were like, okay, we're ready. We're gonna go for rehearsal. And they just like turned the camera off because they panicked. Instead of just saying, it's doing an update, can we wait a bit? They turned it off and it just, you know.
Oh my God.
And the other went to put a camera back on a Steadicam and didn't click it in. And then the Steadicam lifted the Steadicam and the camera just fell off.
Oh my God.
And then there's me. Never broke anything in all my days. Oh. It's one of those things that it's such like stressful work and long days, but I do miss it as well. It's very rose-tinted glasses for me, I think.
It's sometimes it's just like, oh, it'd be nice to just go back for like a week.
Yeah.
Just for a change of scenery, you know.
Well, some friends of mine, I cannot say what, but some friends of mine have asked me to do some camera work for something later in the year. And I'm so excited for it. I'm like, yeah, give me. Let me touch the camera and let me hold it.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you want me to film something for you? I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Do you want to do a music video?
Bring me with you. Train me in your ways. It'll be like the dream. It'll be like in Ghost, but instead of a pottery wheel, it's a camera.
Yes. Perfect.
Beautiful. Oh.
What was the dream that I literally just, I got so distracted by all the other ones I've told about. I forgot what the one I just listened to was.
It was, well, I was just remembering the fact that I was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that sort of like combining of different stages of life, I guess, like thinking about like.
It's kind of nice that the fact that you're dreaming about it means that you kind of miss it rather than
stress
you're
dreams.
Scarred for life.
Yeah
because like when I dream about my old work, it's like, oh God, I hate this, I never want to go back. Like I always dream, one of the things that I always dream about my old workplace is that I'm on some sort of 0 hours contract or something, and like they call me in when they need me, and I go in and I look on the wall and they've forgotten to put my hours on the timetable and stuff like that. And like I hand in my notice and then I go back to streaming, and then when I need money I go back there and I'm like, take me back, and then I'm like, I settle in and then I immediately quit again, sort of thing. So in the dream they all hate my guts because I just keep chopping and changing.
I think
all
the dreams I have had about film stuff, I think they have been slightly anxiety stress dreams, because I'm always in a situation where I'm not prepared. Like I've forgotten my camera bag. I've forgotten to write out the clapperboard. All of this stuff. I've eaten the memory cards. And I think it's because I've had thoughts about like, oh, could I go back to that career? And it's like, part of you thinks like, yeah, if I went back, it would all come back to me. You know, I spent years doing it, I'd remember. But then part of me is like, but stuff does move on. The cameras will have changed now. What if I couldn't go back to it? And I guess it's just that feeling of like, has time passed too much that I should let this go now, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like a midlife crisis. I'm like, could I not have a Ferrari now? Should I let that go? But it is like, I think back in, I guess, more our parents' generation, you did have this mentality of you had more of a job for life, I guess.
Yeah.
Whereas now, streaming obviously is not a job for life. Maybe for one or two people if they're very,
very lucky.
But for the vast majority, there is always that sort of like, I should probably think about a plan. I should probably think about, it's like my dad literally asked me yesterday, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I was like, Whereas if I hadn't been asked that when I worked in film or when I worked at the vet, I would have had like a, oh, I'll train to be a vet nurse, or, oh, I'll work my way up to operating, or blah, 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 blah. Whereas now I'm just like, I'm playing
hopefully I'll have games. A job.
Yeah, it's just a very strange, like, unsettling, but also very privileged position to be in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's always, like, with this job, there's always that pressure in the back of your mind to just keep working. Like, you know, it's that classic, like, you have a day off, but it doesn't feel like a day off.
Yeah.
But then as on top of that, there's always that pressure of, when is this going to end? Not in like a I want it to end way, but in a I need to be prepared for when it does,
yeah,
kind of thing. And it's very stressful.
And also, like, how does it end? Like, do you call it a day, get out whilst things are still good? Do you wait until you're cancelled?
Do you wait until you're in dire straits and you're actually kicked out of your flat? Like,
yeah, like, it's just,
how does it end?
It's difficult to gauge. And I think there's always been like a clear set thing for why I've left a job before. Like when I started working at the vets, I mean, I didn't give up camera stuff when I started working at the vets, but it was I literally just needed a full-time job in order to get a mortgage. So I just applied for one that I thought, that sounds cool, for a couple of months. And then ended up really loving working with animals, no surprise. And then starting to do stream stuff, it was like I got furloughed from the vets. I had all the time in the world to do anything, so I was like, well, I'll try full-time streaming, and then just never stopped. But I'm like, what is gonna be that
the catalyst
thing? Yeah, it's just very odd.
It's so sad to think about. It's like, I just want to play games forever, please.
I just want to be doing, hey, this is Christine Brady's comfort zone.
Literally, like, you see these gamer grandmas on Instagram and TikTok. I want to be one of those.
We're like going to live in the years where you can just record your dreams straight from the brain.
Yeah,
people can
perfect.
Have them downloaded live into their head and be like, oh, did you see what Kirsty dreamed today? Oh, the future times.
Future times. They do be scary.
It is. It's just very strange. Because part of me does think, like, oh, would it be good to go out in, like, a burning glory? Just do one...
What, are you going to get yourself cancelled?
Big cancelable thing at home. Yeah. I mean, just have, like, a big, like, okay, you know, I've had a great time doing this now. See ya, sort of thing. But
bye.
I don't know. It's just, it's a difficult one.
I feel like I would really struggle because, like, yeah, my community is so sort of ingrained in... you know, what I do when I sit down at my PC every day now.
Yeah.
You know? And like, to not have that there would just feel so bizarre.
Yeah.
It would feel like I'm just sort of putting them on a shelf, like, you know, bye everyone. Just
you're the Pikachu
have
now.
Fun. Yeah. That would be really sad.
Yeah, it is very weird. Oh no, we can't end on this note.
No, we can't.
I just... yeah, I don't know. It's an odd one. But you're not getting rid of us anytime soon, listeners.
No, you're not.
Dear sweet listeners, we have future plans still. We're still umming and ahhing about Patreons and the like, so don't you worry.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I do have a day off today, so I can try and get that done. Sorry, listeners, this is just us having a chat.
Yeah, shall I open up my to-do list again? We can just go through it.
What have you got bookmarked, Brian?
Oh my goodness. I swear I must have so many abandoned to-do lists, like in various notebooks.
Oh god, yeah, I do too. I've just got notebooks everywhere.
Yeah.
I was moving stuff around the other day and I found I bought a diary that doesn't have dates in it so I can use it whenever I want. And I used it for a while, I lost it. And the other day I found it again and I was like, oh yeah, I'll start using that. I put it down on the side, I've not touched it since.
Yeah. I have this weird thing that I do with notebooks where when I begin them, I start writing front to back, as that is how you normally do that. And then I have an idea that isn't related to what I started writing. So I'll then turn it over and start writing back to front. Then right. When I have my next idea, I'm like, well, it doesn't fit in either. So I'll open a random page in the middle.
Oh my God, you're a maniac.
So all of my notebooks are filled with like 3 pages, 5 page gap, 2 pages, 10 page gap, 3 pages. It's just there's no order to it whatsoever.
Why would you do that?
I don't know why.
It why feels the way that you are?
Logical to me at the time. So like I'm looking through my book at the moment and there's the stuff that I wrote down for Folklands. Then there's 2 pages, a blank. Then there's a jokey page I wrote out excusing my friend from their work because they didn't want to work that day. Then there's about 20 pages. Then there's notes on a video game that I was asked to review. Right. On the back of that is a chart for the bunny's medication. For some reason, I've pulled that page out and it's loose within the notebook just to add extra chaos. Then 3 pages, then a cake recipe.
To be fair, I can't really judge you here because I have my D&D notebook here or my Pathfinder notebook, which is probably one of the only notebooks that I've ever almost filled to completion, and I probably will by the time we're done. But I've kind of accidentally done exactly the same thing. So I've, you know, I've started, I've written, you know, session one, session two, blah, blah, blah. But then we get to sessions where like so much intense stuff is happening. I'm like, I'm not going to write notes because I need to focus. Yeah. So then there's a big gap. There's just a big gap. It's like session 30, nothing. And I leave like 3 pages because I'm like, I'll go back and I'll write notes later. I don't. So then I continue. And then it got to a point where I opened the book to a blank page and I was like, right, this is where I am. Session 50. And I start writing and then I turn the page and it's like session 31. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I've got half a session. So then I write the rest of session 50. Is not here. And then I turn to the bit where I am presently and continue writing session 50. It's just a fucking mess. It's an absolute mess. And then I turn to the back and I have notes from something. I don't even know what. I think it might be from Tales from the Loop. Maybe?
Yeah.
I have drawings. I have questions to ask Rithian at the end of the campaign. Oh, there's something here too. My plans for level 2, which was a year ago, is in just a random page near the back of the notebook. It's just, yeah, it's, and also I fidgeted and I covered the entire notebook in duct tape.
Oh. I found a book of my notebook where I started coming up with a plan for what I wanted to do with my YouTube channel. And then halfway through that page, I started writing with my left hand, and I don't know why. So it just changes. The handwriting just all of a sudden changes to like a childlike scroll.
Jesus like, Christ.
Why?
Why?
I can't figure it out. But I guess that's what we're here to do, is to listen to dreams and figure out what goes on in our heads. There you go. I brought it back round.
You did.
Now you can listen to the whole thing again from the beginning. But thank you, Kirsty, for a lovely talk. And
thank you so much.
Don't forget to go and get your rosemary, everyone, and tell us what party you dream about. Because it specifically does say a party that you're going to enjoy. So,
yeah.
What did you enjoy about your party?
Mine will be in a Among Us murder mystery.
Oh, I hope mine has cake.
Ooh.
And food. Lots of food.
Maybe. What if everything's cake?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was thinking about this the other day, because not if everything was cake. I was thinking about, I want to go to this fantasy forest thing, and I'd quite like to try dressing up for it. But I feel like I have the aesthetics of an elf.
An elf.
But I have the personality and mind of a hobbit.
A hobbit.
So I was like, which do I go for? I've got the tall and the long hair, but I want the hairy feet.
You'd be wherever you want to be.
Yeah.
I think you'd be great at both. I'd love to be a hobbit.
Yeah.
I have the curly hair and the hairy feet.
Mark was telling me the other day, actually, that apparently there are these people who run like a hobbit LARP, where instead of battles and stuff, you do hijinks.
You just
do like pranks on each other. Like you're all there for like a... like the mayor's visiting or something at the end of the week, I can't remember. So everyone's trying to like win prizes for these things, like prize pumpkins and stuff, and you just go around sabotaging each other in silly ways. I want to do that.
Oh, that sounds so good. I want to be a hobbit.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, oh my gosh, my tummy just did a big rumble just thinking about being a hobbit. thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you for a chat, Kirsty.
Thank you so much, Bryony, and thank you everybody listening.
And until next time, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.